Hello and welcome to MLW Confusion. I'm your host, Rob Cameron, bringing you all that you may or may not need to know about Major League Wrestling and its television programming. This week, we're going to take a look at MLW Fusion 180, just another clip show. Aw, yeah, baby. But first, let's do some news. Hey, it's SCW Pro. Oh, yeah. September 9th, Bluegrass Coliseum, 7 p.m., the 20th anniversary of SCW Pro. I bring this up because MLW Confusion is an official sponsor of this event. SCW Pro is the local promotion, at least local to where I'm at. So if you guys are in the Eastern Iowa, Western Illinois, or within driving distance, you should come check it out. It is in coordination with the Black and Brave Wrestling Academy, Stars of Today, Stars of Tomorrow, and for the 20th anniversary, Stars of SCW Pro Yesteryear. Neat little thing come out of it, Seth Rollins, you know, that guy who holds a belt in, I don't know, some pissant little wrestling company called the WWE, recorded a neat little blurb for SCW Pro, because SCW Pro is actually where he got his start in the professional wrestling business. So, you know, so if you're in the area, come check it out. I'll be there. You can, I don't know, watch me be a bloody nerd. I'll scream for wrestling. That's what I do when I'm there live. But you guys aren't listening to this for me to blab about SCW Pro. You want your MLW fix, and so let's get to it. Let's hook you up here. Oh, tickets are going on sale for MLW One Shot December 7th at the Melrose Ballroom. And by on sale now, I mean it was like a week ago. I'm a week behind on this stuff because news likes to drop on Fridays. I like to record on Thursdays, so you can get the review bright and early after Fusion and whatnot. But in other words, in another time even, we get an announcement added on to the Fusion tapings as part of MLW Fury Road. This coming weekend, September 3rd, is the main event taking on the Beaumaye Fight Club, represented by Mr. Thomas and Jay Bougie. That said, MLW Fury Road is September 3rd. At the time of this recording, it is this coming weekend. Oh, big fight card coming up here. Let me pull up the entirety of said card. Oh, we are having Hot Sauce Tracy Williams take on Ichiban. Draft pick Ichiban, that is. We have Sessions by St. Laurent with a mystery guest who may or may not be me. We get the MLW New Japan Pro Wrestling crossover with Kushida taking on Tony Deppen. Number one contenders match for the MLW Featherweight Championship, Maki Ito versus pop sensation Becca in a match I can't stand hard enough for. We also have Kiss My Foot, Matt Cardona with Mr. St. Laurent taking on Mance Warner. Announced last week, a Weapons of Mass Destruction match for the National Openweight Championship. Jacob Fatu will be taking on Ricky Shane Page of The Calling. And in your main event for the MLW World Heavyweight Championship, Beaumaye Fight Club's Alex Kane takes on Willie Mack. So, solid card for September 3rd, and also announced for the Fusion taping bouts is the main event taking on the Beaumaye Fight Club. Draft pick Tiara James taking on Zeta Steel. Love, Doug, taking on Little Guido. Number one draft pick Kevin Blackwood versus Alex Price versus TJ Crawford in a match that now should be for the IWTV World Heavyweight Championship. And a street fight with Akira versus Jimmy Lloyd. Oh, yeah, and Snitsky promises pain, too. All right, so, yeah, that's this weekend. But let's focus on tonight. Big fight promotion for MLW Fusion 180. It's a clip show. Okay, that's me being snide about it. I'll give my thoughts at the end. Let's go through it, and you can, you know, tell me your thoughts after we're done too. So we open up with a placard in the memory of Terry Funk and Wyndham Rotunda, Bray Wyatt. Both gentlemen passed away shockingly last week, but I've covered, like, the wrestling world has covered that ad nauseum. I've touched on it last week and have a whole Patreon ad for that. So if you guys aren't subscribed to my Patreon, go check that out, because you get exclusive content like me giving little eulogies for Terry Funk and Bray Wyatt. Anywho, we get our opening package for the main event of Fury Road. Once again, Alex Kane defending the MLW Championship against Willie Mack. We get our intro package with Joe Dombrowski putting over the Fury Road main event. And we're going to start off the show with 3 weeks to Fury Road, taking a look at both of our main event competitors. Out in Big Bear, California, Alex Kane is breathing in greatness, talking about the sacrifices that he's had to make to achieve his goals of putting fools on the mat. And it's been paying off for him in spades, obviously, with championship gold in MLW. However, in South Central LNA, Willie Mack notes that his time there was easy, just for the sole fact that, like, he's really known nothing but adversity, and so even when, like, the streets are tough, like, he, you know, he's adjusted quite well to those streets. We do have a match. It is a replay from Never Say Never. Alex Kane versus Alexander Hammerstone, MLW World Heavyweight Championship on the line, aka the match in which Alex Kane became your MLW World Heavyweight Champion. Bomaye for the people indeed. So you can catch my full review on whichever number of MLW Fusion that is on. I honestly don't remember. And let's face it, like, I'm not going to look it up for this, because I'm going to go review it again. Maybe I missed some stuff. Maybe I've got some new better jokes. Who knows? Only one way to find out, and that's staying tuned right now. So let's just jump right into it. Kane versus Hammer, world title on the line. We get tie-ups, some chain wrestling. Kane can out-wrestle Hammer, but whatever, we've got to play the strength card. Hammer's going to win that battle. Kane eventually baits Hammer into some suplex. Kane goes for the choke, but Hammer dumps him outside. We fight outside the ring. Back suplex on the apron by Alexander Hammerstone, champ at the time. If no one's told you, that is the hardest part of the ring right away. They, however, after that, trade outside to no counts. Referee Frank Gastineau just using his referee bias, I mean discretion, to not start a 10 count or 20 count in MLW on these competitors. We go to break and we come back. Hammer is clubbering on Kane on the ring apron. Kane hits a springboard clothesline, followed up by a big splash on the apron. Once again, still the hardest part in the ring, if you didn't know. Kane hits a German suplex for two, followed up by a second one, only gets two on that. The dragon suplex that he attempts causes Hammer to hammer up. Hammer taunts the crowd, because the crowd is thoroughly anti-Hammer at this point. However, this does not stop Hammer from hitting a burning hammer, no pun intended, for a two count. We get a flash pay dirt by Kane for a two count. Kane locks in the choke, but Hammer gets to the ropes. We get a commercial break, and when we come back, Hammer hits a choke slam 4-2. However, Kane hits the Kane Maker Olympic Slam for a two count of his own. Super play by Hammer is followed up into a crash landing by Kane. Hammer finally hits the Nightmare Pendulum, but Kane rolls out of the ring, preventing any sort of pin to happen. Kane cuts off Hammer before Hammer can get into the ring and hits a gut wrench super play for two. Hammer hits a German suplex powerbomb. Mr. Thomas distracts Hammer, allowing Kane to kind of, like, get his bearings back. Kane is sent into Thomas, though, but ends up locking in the bully choke. Hammer has no choice but to turn purple, go cross-eyed, and tap out. Your winner and new MLW World Heavyweight Champion, Alex Kane. Bomaye for the people. As you know, this was a real good match, and something I missed in my first watch through, it was how early, like, Hammer actually started doing some heel shtick in the match. So it was a nice touch that I didn't quite notice before. I mean, it wasn't like super like you know, early, but like it was earlier than I originally noticed. Obviously, career making match. Kane looks super strong throughout this here match, to en route to his title victory. However, let's take a pause. Let's take a brief break for the people that pay my bills for me. In the meanwhile, I'll be back. One momento. If you're like me, sometimes you need a pick-me-up to get you through the day. I drink Raise Energy for that pickup. Raise comes in a bunch of different flavors, and more recently, Italian Ice, which is great, by the way. And it contains no sugar, so there's no crash after you drink it. And really, like, best of all, if you go through me and go to wetrepsports.com, use my code CASS, you get 15% off your order. So, also, be like CASS, drink Raise Energy. We come back. We are 2 weeks away from Fury Road. Kane is in a restaurant eating salad. What's a salad? With Mr. Thomas. He notes that Don King, you know, rented out the entire restaurant so Kane can eat his meal in peace. Hey, we're actually bothering to talk about Don King again. Who knew? Like, I almost didn't think that was going to happen. But, you know, he's treated like a champ wherever he goes. Willie Mack just really puts over the fact that he's not really had the backing of anyone. And so sometimes you just don't have the people to, you know, hold you up. We cut forward another week and a half, 3 days until Fury Road. Kane is in Miami, meets a Don King associate who gives Kane one of Don King's famous jeweled watches. Willie Mack just puts over that, like, he doesn't really work out that much, and he's just kind of a naturally gifted competitor, which means it's terrible when you finally, you know, come up against something you don't know as someone who never had to study in high school. In our faux main event of the evening, it is the number one contenders match that gave Willie Mack, sorry, spoiler, his number one contender status as he takes on Lio Rush and Johnny Fusion with Sam Adonis in a triple threat match with the number one contendership on the line. This match is nowhere near as epic as the world title match, but still quite fun, especially early on with neither heel competitor wanting to work with Mack. They tease a three-way tie-up Roman knuckle lock thing, and both the heels duck out of the ring at the same time and look really confused by it. Play rock, scissors, paper outside the ring. Sam Adonis makes himself known, allowing the other two heels to kind of come in and take over for a bit. Mack is then sent outside the ring as Lio and John exchange offense against each other. Mack comes in, clears the ring, and launches Lio with a pounce. Oh, love that maneuver. We go to break, and we come back standing moonsault on John. Lio comes back in to break everything up, hits a big poison rana, but misses a frog splash and gets a pop-up punch for his efforts. Johnny is in and is working over Mack. John also super kicks Lio in the process. Lio, though, fired up, hits Lope Suicidas on everyone. However, once again, missing the frog splash. He gets a stunner for his efforts. Adonis tries to make himself known again. There is a malfunction at the junction as Johnny Fusion takes out Sam Adonis, allowing Willie Mack to roll up John for the three count. Fun match. I mean, as I said, it's nowhere near as epic compared to the world title match. A lot of moving parts here, so it kind of does kind of make it quasi hard to kind of like keep up upon. But a fun match to be had nonetheless. And I know at the time I was actually very surprised that Willie Mack won the match because he had really not done a whole lot of, well, to be frank about it, not done a whole lot of winning up until this point. But this is the match that got him the World Heavyweight Championship opportunity that he is getting this here Sunday. And that is going to pretty much how we end that show. We do get a Joe Dombrowski promo putting over the entire match card, which I'm going to spare you because I, you know, technically did that already at the top of the show. And yeah, so that's how we're ending Fusion 180. Just another clip show. Kind of a mixed bag about it. Obviously, they chose some very good matches to highlight the competitors in the main event. However, I do have, I don't know, I'm not high on them using the entirety of an episode just to hype up a main event. As I think if you're doing this properly, I feel like you should have hyped up your main event fairly well and then done something with a cherry on top. Coming into this Go Home show. So instead, they spent the entire close to an hour, you know, hyping up the main event at the expense of pretty much the entirety of the card. Like, yes, they're like in between commercial breaks, they did reference Fury Road and the matches that are coming up on it, but like, we didn't see any new promos. Well, we also didn't see any promos hyping up our featherweight match or the Weapons of Mass Destruction match that just kind of came out of nowhere last week, etc. So I think, whereas I feel like match-wise, they should have, they should have used folk who were going to be on Fury Road. Like, because, like, let's face it here, they have the Fusion tapings from Never Say Never, like, still mostly in the can. They've only released, like, one match from those tapings. Like, so we have stuff that can be used. And instead, they went for full-on clip show to ignore, or, like, the rest of the card. And, like, that part frustrated me, because actually, like, the other parts, the outside of the ring parts, featuring like the training camps and whatnot, were very well done, but to the expense of, well, literally everything else. But like, I can see this being, you know, a decision that's just more of a Rob thing that he's not a fan of, because it does kind of help give that big fight feel. And I know that in other combat sports, they really, like, at a certain level, are a one-match card. Like, people are going to be there for, like, say, the main event, and so you are going to take that time to hype up the main event. But in a scripted sport like professional wrestling, I think your time, you know, you are able to spread out the love, per se, spread out the hype to get us built up to this point. And we don't necessarily need, if you're not hyped up for this match, I'm not entirely sure this episode is going to change your mind on it. And so it's kind of a wasted episode. Or if you're someone like me, or just a fan of MLW who watches Fusion on the regular, you've probably seen these matches already anyway. Though, giving away the pay-per-view main event for free is kind of a WCW move later on. But anyway, I don't know. If you agree with me, go ahead and, you know, sound off on social media. If you disagree with me, sound off on social media. Like, sometimes I interact with folks, and sometimes I just fight with people in the comments, because I'm a troll. Let's face it, I'm a troll. That's why I have a microphone, and that's why I still live in my mother's basement, but I have a hot tub filled with pizza rolls. Do you have that? No, I don't think so. But something else I have that I need to put an end to is this here podcast. So, you know, thank you all for listening to me. Check out the guys over at the Urban Wrestling Network. We're usually dropping stuff, you know, 2-3 days a week. They're bringing back the 10 pounds of gold, which I might possibly be interested in again, now that there is no more 400 pounds of shit in a 300 pound bag, holding that title hostage. Said that part out loud. Gonna get canceled. Sorry, Billy Pumpkins. Not really. But yeah, so, you know, getting inflammatory there at the end aside, I do appreciate y'all listen to me. Next week will be obviously a big show, because we have Fury Road to go over as well, assuming that I don't get killed this coming weekend prior to that. Anyway, so yeah, I'm gonna take my leave of you. Check out Fury Road this weekend on Fight Plus. Check out SCW Pro on their YouTube. They put out matches every week, and every other week they have their own program called SCW Pro at Home, which leads to a patron exclusive at home.exe review of that program by yours truly. In the meanwhile, I'll catch you all next week.
MLW Confusion is a weekly podcast that is written and performed by Rob Kammer and hosted by Spotify for Podcasters. MLW Confusion is part of the Urban Wrestling Network. You can check out the Underground Rundown on YouTube at Urban Wrestling NW. The background music for this section is Ruined My Day, performed by Alan Schroeder. If you enjoyed this podcast and like to support, please like, subscribe, and tell your friends, family, and enemies. Leaving a review is also helpful, because word-of-mouth advertisement is very important for small podcasts. My social media links can be found in the descriptor below, but the Twitter and Instagram are at the Nova of Cass. That's THENOVAOFCASS, and MLW Confusion can be found on Facebook at MLW Confusion, all one word. If you'd like to support monetarily and help upgrade my equipment, please check out my virtual tip jar at ko-fi.com/Casanova. That's CASSONOVA. If you prefer more bang for your buck, go to patreon.com/Casanova. For as little as $1, Patreon backers get access to the podcast early and without those pesky ads, plus other exclusive content. So join the crew that is headed up by Keith Wynn and Alan Schroeder and check it out. You can also find t-shirts, coffee mugs, and other merchandise at the Confusion Podcast store on Teespring. You can find that link below as well. For all business inquiries such as ads, sponsorship, and other voiceover work, please email at rzkammer@comcast.net. Kammer is spelled K-A-M-E-R-E-R. Thank you all for listening.